You're listening to SBS News.
The UK Ministry of Defence has accused Iranian boats of trying to prevent a British oil tanker passing through the Strait of Hormuz. It says Iran acted illegally and that the three Iranian ships only backed down after they were given verbal warnings. Here's British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt.
Obviously very concerning developments, but also I'm very proud of the Royal Navy and the role that they played in keeping British assets, British shipping safe. We are continuing to monitor the situation. We are constantly monitoring the security and constantly keeping under review the kind of security that we need to keep British shipping safe.
Iran has denied any involvement and accused the UK of creating tension and claims with no value. The US and UK have blamed Iran for a number of attacks in the past few weeks on foreign vessels passing through the Strait of Hormuz. US State Department spokesperson Morgan Ortegas says Iran is trying to disrupt international trade.
The Department of State condemns the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps Navy's attempt to unlawfully harass and interfere with the passage of the UK-flagged merchant vessel British Heritage yesterday near the Strait of Hormuz. We commend the actions of the Royal Navy in ensuring freedom of navigation and the free flow of commerce through this critically important waterway. We will continue to work closely with the United Kingdom and our allies to ensure that the Iranian regime's malign activities do not further disrupt international law, maritime security, or global commerce.
The incident comes just days after Iran threatened retaliation, after British Royal Marines were involved in seizing an Iranian tanker off the coast of Gibraltar just days ago, on suspicion they had breached sanctions and were transporting oil to Syria. Tensions between the US and Iran have been heating up in recent months, after the US quit a deal aimed at curbing Iran's nuclear program and imposed fresh sanctions. So far, Washington's allies have not given strong backing to the US, appearing reluctant to embrace the sanctions, despite the push from President Trump. But these recent maritime tensions show a strained relationship regardless. The UK has already raised the threat level warning for ships passing through the area to the highest category. Jessica Washington, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.